Well, the numbers are starting to creep up in various parts of the county. St Albans is certainly increased in the last week or so, and is now running at over 30, an incidence of over 30 per 100,000, which is a sort of range where we start to get concerned. It's not in the sort of range, for example, where Hartsmere was last week, where they were put on the government's watch list. But our ambition is, of course, to make sure they don't reach that level. So we monitor things closely across the county. In a lot of parts of the county, it's fairly stable. We do have the odd, what I would call hotspot, if you like, where we keep an extra special eye on it, and St Albans is one of those.
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning, isn't it, that these incidence rates are actually people who've been tested and then divided by 100,000 in the population. So it is likely that there are more than 30 per 100,000 of us in the area walking around with the virus at the moment. Well, hopefully not walking around, but with the virus, because it's
Well,
only people who've been tested.
yeah, that would be the received wisdom, but it's a pretty good marker. If you
Yeah.
think Hartsmere went over 60 per 100,000 before they went onto the watch list, it gives you a good guide as to where we are.
I think the other thing that looking at the numbers that struck me was a relatively rapid rise in St Albans as well. We weren't looking too bad last week, but now we're up at that sort of level. So what is the thinking about what needs to happen in Hertfordshire and around St Albans?
Well, basically, it's sticking to the rules and the guidance. What I would say is we've had a number of incidents over the last 3 or 4 weeks in Hertfordshire. We had one in Watford a few weeks ago. We had one in Decorum, and obviously the one last week in Hartsmere, where numbers did start to get quite high. But what we found in all those areas is where people start listening to the advice we're given, to make sure they wash their hands, to make sure they maintain reasonable distance between each other, to make sure that they wear face masks in appropriate places. We read them rapidly, then, or fairly rapidly, then start to see numbers coming down. So, what I'm fairly confident is if people listen to the advice we're given, we'll get on top of this and bring the numbers down in St Albans in a relatively quick time. But I think I would have to admit that, things tend to go upwards much quicker than they do coming downwards, if I can put it that way. So we need to deal with it quickly.
Yes, now elsewhere in the country, we've often seen that there is a particular facet of community activity that has triggered a cluster of cases. Is it clusters or a cluster around St Albans, or is it more generally, I wouldn't want to call it widespread, but more generally distributed in our area?
It is more generally distributed. We're seeing sort of household clusters, people coming back from holidays and things like that. Whereas in other areas, we can very easily define the origins of the outbreaks. It's not quite so straightforward in St Albans, but we think it's probably something to do with people congregating in restaurants and pubs to some extent.
Yes, now, if this starts to become a concern, are you concerned at all that restaurants and bars need to do more? They now, of course, have to keep contact details for 3 weeks. It's law now, but it wasn't before. Do you think there's anything more that restaurants and bars should be doing? Is there anything that the council needs to do where bars and restaurants are not complying with the law and the social distancing guidelines?
Well, we've obviously been in conversation with the St Albans District City and District Council, and I have to say they've been very cooperative and are looking at exercising environmental health responsibilities and powers. I think as far as restaurants and pubs are concerned, we do need to make sure that they are making sure that diners are not in oversized groups, to make sure that they're reasonably well spaced, and to make sure that they're collecting information so that should an outbreak occur, then we can more easily trace everybody that's involved. To be honest, I haven't been in a restaurant in St Albans in the last month, but I've been in others around the county. And I have to say the ones I've been in are trying reasonably hard, but it doesn't hurt to remind people that we need to try a bit harder.
Okay, and we all need to try a bit harder too, don't we? So guidance, I'm sure we've heard this before, but it bears repeating, doesn't it? So wash your hands. Are there other things that we should be doing?
Well, certainly wash your hands. That's one. You know, if you're going into an enclosed environment with other people, you know, wear a face mask. You know, make sure you're socially distancing. You know, if you're out in the open, you know, it's at least a metre. And if you're indoors, you know, a couple of metres. You know, these are simple things. But you know, as I said earlier, we can demonstrate that elsewhere in the county they've worked and they've been very effective. So, you know, one doesn't want to be a killjoy, but at the end of the day, I think we need to remind the public of their responsibilities. Because frankly, we can come up with all sorts of clever plans, but it's the public that has control over this. And if they do what we're asking them, you know, we will overcome this.
Okay, well, not looking too good at the moment, but let's hope in the coming weeks we start to see a flattening and then a decline of the numbers around our area. So, Councillor Tim Hutchings, any last thoughts you'd like to leave us with on the approach and what's happening at the County Council level on COVID?
Not really. I mean, first of all, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to come and speak this morning. But, you know, it's a question really is simply of getting this message out over and over and over again. You know, people need to play their part to protect themselves, their loved ones and the rest of the community. And if we do this, we'll get through this.
Well, thank you for joining us. That's Councillor Tim Hutchings from Hertfordshire County Council. He is the Cabinet Member with responsibility for public health and prevention. Thanks for joining us.